Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
Bob Hardy made the tackle on Childress, but not till Childress had got to the 28 for a 9-yard gain, rather for a 12-yard gain. It was third and 11, and the Wildcats were unable to hold the Tigers in the hole. 5 minutes, 20 seconds now. We got a flanker to the right. That's Johnny Adams, the left halfback, who has come out. Bob Freeman gets it, and he's going to throw. Looks for Pyburn, finds a hole, left end, right end downfield, and gets him at the 37. He's immediately knocked off his feet by Dave Kuhn. Jim Hall, the right end, was the man that Freeman was looking for that time, the deep man. 5 minutes to go now. Let's see if it is a first down. Out of the side zone, it's moved out and shy of a first down. The ball is spotted on the 37. A 9-yard pass play makes it second and one. So here's the throwaway down for Bobby Freeman, and will he go for the real deep pass? 18 yards out from the southern side of the field. Kentucky leading 7-0. He moves in. His backfield straight away. He gets it. Goes for his first down up to the 40 on a quarterback sneak.
Makes it a first down.
Bobby Freeman moving on upfield for 3 yards on the quarterback sneak. Does not use the throwaway down. That's the sixth first down for Auburn. As they stand at their 40. Kentucky had him backed up to the 16, third and 11. The big 195-pound fullback, 6-foot Joe Childress, moved it out for 12 yards and a very important first down. It's on the hash mark out of the southern side zone. Johnny Adams flanks to the left, the open side of the field this time. As Freeman gets, and he's going to throw. He fakes a Statue of Liberty play, and Middleton moves out to the left. Here's Bradley Mills going for him, messing him. He comes on up to the 45 and up to the 46. Bobby Freeman working the Statue of Liberty with a very fleet halfback, Dave Middleton. Joe Cook and Bradley Mills moved in. Mills missed him, and Cook got him at the 45. A gain of 5 yards on the play. Middleton was trying to shove his interference out of the way, as he had more speed than the blockers could muster. Into the lineup we get Jimmy Long at right end now, and Bob James at left halfback as the units are being broken down. Coming out is Jim Hall, the right end, and Johnny Adams, the left half, to make way to the two substitutes. In other words, what we have now is two members of the X team playing with the Y unit. And here's Don Natoski coming in at the Kentucky station with 4 minutes to go in the first half. The game is stopped for each bench to be worn. Dick Maloney comes out. It's second and five, Auburn, on their own 45. Kentucky leads 7-0, and we now have 4 minutes in the first half of play. The Wildcats took the kickoff as Natoski moved it out to the 25, and in 10 plays, the Wildcats had the touchdown with Dick Rushing leaping the line on a third down and goal to go play from the Auburn one. 75-yard drive that put Kentucky in front, 7-0. Notre Dame got back in the win column this afternoon. They shellacked Pittsburgh 33-0. Auburn is ready to move. This was an official's timeout. Bob James flanks left, the closed side of the field, as Bobby Freeman, the quarterback, moves in to get, goes back to throw. He's got beautiful protection all the time he needs. Finds his man, and it's knocked down beautifully. As moving up rapidly from a halfback was little Dick Mitchell. Dick Mitchell very nearly intercepted that pass at midfield. He's come in to replace Billy Mitchell at left half, by the way. It's third and five, Auburn, off their own 45. Bobby Freeman, the 6'1 quarterback for Auburn, had plenty of time. All he needed to find the man he wanted. He selected Jimmy Long, the right end, who had just come into the lineup. And Mitchell lined it up, moved in on him, and got him. The right end, Long, splits out, and Middleton goes into the gap. Back to throw again with plenty of protection is Bobby Freeman. Here's Canute running him. Canute after him. He throws the pass. It's complete down on the Kentucky 38-yard line. Pulling it in is Dave Middleton in the right halfback, and he's downed immediately. Bob Hardy came up to get him. Auburn comes out of the clutch on a third down play once again. With 3.5 minutes to go, they're on the Kentucky 37. And now they make it to 36. First down and 10. Pyburn well covered on these pass patterns so far, and Bobby Freeman has been looking elsewhere. He's found Dave Middleton and Jim Hall. We've got Jimmy Long at right end now, Auburn shifts out to a single wing. The snap goes back to Childress, the big fullback. He comes out wide to the right, goes down to the 30, jumping and rare, and he goes on into the 29. Auburn lined up on a tee, shifted into the single wing, and they put Childress as the fullback, who romped to the right, and Bob Hardy caught him. Got him down on the 29. That's a gain of 7, though, and makes it 2nd and 3 for Auburn. They're bucking to get back in this ball game. 2 minutes, 50 seconds in the half, and they're now on the Kentucky 29, the farthest downfield they've been. They line up in the tight tee. Freeman gets it. He's going to throw. Looks for the man downfield. Plenty of time. Throws complete down on the 18-yard line. And down he goes. Jimmy Hall, the right end, who caught the pass. He was hit immediately by Bob Hardy. Dick Rushing, rather, it was. Dick Rushing got him, but it is another Auburn first down. The clock continues to move. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go. Auburn on the Kentucky 18 after that 11-yard pass play. 1st and 10. Tyburn is flanked out to the left. And here's a draw play up the middle by Childress to the 15. Goes on down to about the Kentucky 12. And Auburn making the very serious threat at this moment here in the dying minutes of the second half. Of the second quarter. Time has been taken by Kentucky.
For Kentucky.
The ball now rests at the Wildcat 13. A 5-yard gain on the play.
13-yard line.
It's 2nd down and 5 for Auburn. 2 minutes and 8 seconds remain. Off the Kentucky bench now, we get a substitution. At right tackle, J.T. Frankenberger to replace Pete Kirk. Here are some other scores from afternoon games. In the East today, Princeton beat Pennsylvania 13-7. A bit closer to home, Miami of Ohio whopped Xavier 42-7. Some more Kentucky substitutions. Dick Mitchell comes out to make way for Billy Mitchell at right half in the Kentucky lineup. Also in the East today, Yale beat Columbia 13-7. And in one of the big games of the day, better than 76,000 fans, the largest crowd to ever see a football game in the Southwest, saw Oklahoma come from behind and beat Texas 14-7. We're ready to go with 2 minutes, 8 seconds in the first half here at Lexington. Kentucky leads Auburn 7-0. Auburn in possession on the Wildcat 13, 2nd down and 5 as they move up to the line of scrimmage. Squared away straight from the goalpost. They shift out to the single wing once again, putting Childress back. He gets the snap, races to the right. He's back to the 15. He's caught back on the 20 and cut down. Back on the 24-yard line by Schnellenberger. Howard Schnellenberger came through with a tremendous defensive play. And he caught Childress back in the 23-yard line for a loss of 10 yards. 3rd down and 15. Schnellenberger held on for dear life. Tyburn, the left end, moves out to the left. 1 minute and 40 seconds to go. Back goes Bobby Freeman to throw. Tyburn is in the end zone. He is open and the pass is good. He is out, let's see, on the 1-yard line. Jim Tyburn got wide open that time. Freeman hit him beautifully. He was headed for the end zone and knocked out of bounds on the 1, stopping the clock with 1 minute and 32 seconds to go. So there's the first pass to Jim Tyburn. He broke down, cut to his left, raced to the end zone, and caught the ball going toward the out-of-bounds line. And for the 3rd time on this drive, Auburn has come out of it on a 3rd down play. Here's the handoff to Middleton, the right halfback, and he does not make it. He loses about a yard as Dave Kuhn, Neil Lowry, and Joe Cook plow in there with Schnellenberger. 1 minute and 20 seconds to go. Kentucky leading 7-0, and Auburn making its first threat of the football game. They're backed up on the 2 now, where it is 2nd down and goal to go. 22-yard pass to Jim Tyburn has put them back on the go in this drive. Freeman takes, Moes gives, touchdown as left halfback Bob James, we believe, got it. It was Childress, the fullback. Joe Childress, the fullback, has just made the ball game 7-6 and given Auburn a chance with 1 minute and 3 seconds to go to tie it up. Now we have the very important try for extra point. Auburn trying to carry. We'll pick it up for you who's kicking in just a moment. Joe Childress, the fullback, will try. Here's the snap. His kick is good. And the ball game is tied 7-7.
Auburn.
Well, we have seen Auburn come back from against tremendous odds. They drove from their own 17 for the touchdown that has knotted the score 7-7 with 63 seconds in the first half of play. Auburn took the ball on its own 17. They ended up third down and 11 off their own 16 and came out to the 28 for a first down. They moved on upfield to the 40 for another first down. Then they moved down to the Kentucky 36 for a first down. On down to the 29, second and three, they went to the 18. First play, they went to the 13, and then Schnellenberger exploded through and threw Childress back on the 23 to make it third down and 15, and that's where the first time Bobby Freeman fired to Jim Pyburn. Pyburn caught it on the one-yard line and set up the Auburn touchdown with Joe Childress, the big fullback, going over. He converted, and the score is 7-7. And now Childress will kick off for the Tigers, who have come back to knot the score at 7-0. Dick Rushing is the deep man at the Kentucky 6 as Childress moves forward, kicks one up high in the air. Moving in and getting under it is Billy Mitchell. He's up to the 20, the 25, out to the 30, and he's out of bounds across the way at the Kentucky 30. The clock has been stopped with 54 seconds in the first half. It is first down and 10 for the Wildcats. The ball spotted at the hash mark on the Wildcat 30. That's out from the far northern side zone. We now have Joe Stewart at Kentucky's left guard. He's from Caverna down at Horse Cave. Stands 6 feet, weighs 190, 20-year-old sophomore. Quarterbacking is Delmar Hughes. Billy Mitchell is at left halfback. Maloney at right halfback. Hughes takes, keeps, and Hughes comes for about 2 yards to the 32. 46 seconds to go, 45. The clock is on the move. Joe Childress tackled Delmar Hughes after a 2 yard gain. It is second and 8. 30 seconds to go. Kentucky trying to kill the clock now. Dave Kuhn moves out and over the football as Hughes slowly moves in behind him. There are now 20 seconds to go. Hughes looks at the clock, which is directly behind him. Auburn is in a 7-man line with a gap in the middle. Hughes takes the ball and falls on it back in the 31. Just goes down to his knees with it. It'll be a 3rd and 9 play from the 31. 7 seconds to go. That was the final play of the first half, unless we get a timeout here. 3-2, the clock moving. That's all. First half is over. And Kentucky and Auburn have stood away at a 7-7 tie at halftime. Kentucky scoring in the first quarter, Auburn in the second quarter, and the fans are well pleased with a thrilling first half of football here at the University of Kentucky. Well, to quickly recap the highlights as we wait for halftime ceremonies, Dick Maloney moved the opening kickoff back to the Kentucky 25. On the first play of the ball game, the Wildcats came out to the 41. They picked up a first down and got their second first down to the Auburn 47. Then came the big pass play as Bob Hardy went back and caught his man, Dick Rushing, at the Auburn 35, and Rushing fought his way on down to the Auburn 3. The Wildcats bucked to the 2, then went to the 1. And on third down from the 1, Rushing went over with 9 minutes and 37 seconds still in the first quarter of play. On the 10th play of the ball game, the Wildcats had scored to climax a 75-yard drive, and the extra point was tacked on by Hardy to make the score 7-0. Auburn did not threaten in the first quarter of play. However, in the second quarter, as we recounted that drive for you a moment ago, the Plainsmen took over on their own 17-yard line and marched right on down field to tie the football game up 7-7. Auburn's drive, incidentally, moved for a total of 83 yards and was a better one than the Wildcats in the standpoint of ground covered. They had a third down and 11 play from their own 16 that picked up 12 yards. They had a third down and 5 play from their own 45 that went to the Kentucky 36. They had a third down and 15 play off the Kentucky 23 that was a pass from Freeman to Pyburn, the left end, that went to the 1 yard line. And on the second play, Childress scored only a minute and 3 seconds in the half. He converted and the score stood 7-7 as Auburn completed its 83 yard drive and Childress put on both the touchdown and the extra point to tie the game at 7-7, and that is the halftime picture. Statistically, we have it lined up this way. Unofficially, Auburn has 9 first downs to 8 for the Wildcats. Kentucky has completed 4 out of 5 passes. Auburn has completed 4 for 6. In the matter of fumbles, the Wildcats fumbled once but recovered it, and the same is true for Auburn. In the matter of punts, each team has had to kick the football twice, and at the half, the score is Kentucky 7, Auburn 7. And with halftime ceremonies coming up down on the field, before we turn you over to Ted Grizzard, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Standard Oil Sports Network.
WVLK, Lexington, Kentucky.
Time now at Stoll Field, and for Standard Oil and halftime ceremonies, here again, Ted Grizzard.
Thank you, Claude. Well, we believe that about 32,000 customers here at Stoll Field will agree that we've seen more football here in the first half than we've seen in two games prior to this. Maryland and LSU, both football games, but neither turned in as much real football from the Wildcats as we've seen Mr. Collier's boys play this evening. Quite a thriller. A lot of excitement, a great variety of plays. In the first few minutes of the game, we believe that Kentucky had Auburn a little befuddled with the variety they were tossing in. Late in the second quarter, Kentucky was back in the same boat, with Auburn loosening things quite a bit with passes, running plays, and as Claude told you, there was one down there with Auburn on the 16. Third down, 11 to go. That was the key, man. That paid off. Because on that one, getting through for 12 to get a first down saved Auburn and took him right on down from there on. It kept breaking for him. A fine ball game. And right now, a very fine exhibition at halftime of Kentucky's marching 100. So with Mr. Fitch here, let's see if we can reach down and get some music. You know, they time that beautifully. Every time we try to grab them, they get just a little quiet. But for the past couple of minutes, this marching 100 has been performing some very fine precision marching here. A variety of things that we haven't seen them do before, very intricate and very, very skillfully executed by these musicians on the field at halftime. Every now and then, the boys would break or burst into a different style of marching. They would remind you of an old time, well, one of the fireworks displays, you know, where the thing goes up and then bloom, multicolored, it all sprays everywhere. That's the way the marches were doing. Right now, we have a trumpet on the field. The band has formed out of the trumpet, and a very nice job of that. They're facing away from us, and we'll try to grab them in just a little while. But let me see what this says. We've got a little script here that tells us what they're doing at the moment. We've got a trumpet on the field, and while they've got this trumpet formed out here, we're going to have Ray Anthony's Trumpet Boogie is the selection they are rendering at the moment, featuring the 25-man trumpet section. The soloist, the band's going to feature Charlie Blair of Harlan, Kentucky, and Bob Cook from Augusta, Georgia. So they'll switch this way. When we get a better volume on that, we can get them now, but we'll wait just a second or two until they do turn this way, and then we'll get you a lot of music. You know, there have been a few amusing incidents happening here tonight, too. Once there, in one spot down in Auburn territory, there were four Kentucky blockers all together. Where they were going, only Mr. Blanton Collier knows. But there were four of them, all assembled in a group. One guy stumbled, and the other three fall with him. A big pile of Kentucky players all out in one corner of the field by themselves, just having a whale of a time. The most laughable incident, not from Mr. Collier's standpoint, nor from Jerry Beatty's standpoint, was once there when Jerry Beatty hopped off sides, the most off sides we've ever seen. He was almost off field. He was about 6 yards downfield on about the third count, and all by himself. He kept moving, and all of a sudden he looked around like, well, where'd everybody go? I mean, I'm not playing these guys by myself, I know. But it was the most offsides we've ever seen. Kentucky is still saluting the north side of the stadium here. Maybe we're going to get some of that in just a minute, but let's try it anyway, Chuck. Be a hand on this. And deservedly so. Now we've got something coming up. I wish you could see it, and I want to see it. We're going to have a salute to the 1954 World Series. We've got a bet formed here by, I'd say 70 of the marching 100. Another 30 or so are forming a ball. I understand that this ball is going to be pitched down the field and knocked back the field as the bat swings. Let's see what happens here. The music to accompany this particular movement is the Gillette Look Sharp. You'll recognize that, of course, in the background. Now there goes the ball down the field, slowly moving toward the bat. Here comes the swing. The bat's coming around slowly. The ball continues to move. Now I want to see how they knock 35 musicians back with a bat. Hey, that's pretty cute. From this high up, it's very, very fine to watch. There it goes. The ball almost touching the bat. The ball stopped. Now that's a mean pitch. The ball stopped. Bing. Up against the bat, and here they go. The bat remains perpendicular. Should be some rebound there, a little recoil, but we didn't get that in. A little baseball advice. There goes the ball. That's the slowest hit one. Get the good grammar in there, too. That's about the slowest hit. That's one of those bloopers. I don't know. If a guy hustles, he might beat that out, but it's not a very long hit. Hey, here they face this way. Let's grab that look sharp. Very fine, very neatly done, and a nice round of applause from, we'd say close to 30,000 now. I imagine 3,000 have gone out at halftime, but we've got about 32 in here at Stowell Field tonight to see more football than we've seen all season. Here we go with that fancy marching, that, what do they call it, counter-block and block and counter-block, and everybody has a good time. It looks like it's every man for himself, and remember your insurance policy, boy, they really tear loose. Only the bass drummer stays stationary in the center. I imagine with what he carries there, the insurance companies won't let him bang around. He could really hurt somebody. He and the trombone players. I notice they're on the outside rim, too. There's Don Wilson, the baton twirler, is marching along. This year we have co-sponsors of the band. One young lady from up in Illinois and another one, I think, from out in the western part of Kentucky. Now little Donna Wilson, the daughter of Don Wilson, the baton twirler, is being held aloft by her daddy. She has a baton with a flame on each end, a fire baton, which she is twirling in between each leg, around her back, over her head, and those things are really burning. In back of her uniform, from one hand to the other, now it's spinning around the back again, and Papa's watching. I don't doubt that the uniform is asbestos, but the child is doing a beautiful job there. The customers like it. That's rather interesting. That's pretty good work.
Marching 100.
The Marching 100.
The show with their famous Marching Cats.
Here, the Marching Cats now. And I think we're going to have a rather jazzed up arrangement of Dixie on this one. But the finale, ladies and gentlemen, will come just a moment when my old Kentucky home is played. And I hope a good many of the customers will join the band and sing. There goes the cheer. Let's listen. Dixie, as the band spells out Cats, draws quite a cheer from those good folk from down in around Auburn, Alabama, Montgomery, and down in that way. By the way, Auburn has quite a contingent of boosters up here this evening. Almost one section of the south side of the stadium here is filled with the people with the burnt orange and white pennants from down that way. That burnt orange is something new. It's a very pretty color as it shows up here on the green of Stowell Field. And against Kentucky's blue and white, makes a very pretty combination. We've still got the Cats going out there with Cats spelled out on the field and that real hot arrangement of Dixie. We'll slow down here in just a moment. There's the finale, and now we should have my old Kentucky home. So we're going to ask Mr. Chuck Fitch, our engineer, to turn that parabola up real good so we can get all of this singing. My old Kentucky home and Kentucky's Marching 100 as the crowd stands. Thank you. Oh, man, that's pretty. Well, Auburn's back on the field. They're ready to go again. Man, they were really ready to go in the last few minutes of that second half there. They made it look just as easy as Kentucky made that first touchdown of theirs look easy. We're not too far away from the start of the second half. You know, Claude and I were talking last night about this fella, Jordan, Shug Jordan, the coach at Auburn. That J-O-R-D-A-N. Most folks around here, that's Jordan. But from down south, and I know down in Tennessee, there are a lot of Jordans who spell it that way. Well, there come the Wildcats back. And before we get back to the ball game, I'd like to remind you of something. Ladies and gentlemen, next week, for the seventh consecutive year, Standard Oil agents and dealers throughout Kentucky will join the oil industry of America in celebrating Oil Progress Week, to give the American people a first-hand look at this industry's operations and progress. As a resource, oil is the lifeblood of the nation's vast array of wheels, wings, and machines, just as steel is the nation's backbone. As an industry, oil is one of the country's largest employers of manpower, utilizing the skills, wisdom, and talents of virtually every science and trade in the mammoth job of keeping America well supplied with the products of oil and natural gas. With 200,000 service stations and an additional 150,000 secondary outlets, there is hardly a spot in the United States where motorists or farmers cannot conveniently obtain a supply of any petroleum product at any time. Oil is progress.
Hands off. Blasting away is fullback Bobby Walker to the 45.
Over the 45-yard line.
D'Agostino, the left tackle of Auburn. Got Walker off his feet after a five-yard gain. Second down and five.
Second down and five.
There are 22 seconds to go in this third quarter. Kentucky in possession. On its own 45, second down and five to go. They move out of the huddle and on the line. The backfield is straight away this time in normal positions as Delmar Hughes quarterbacks. He's facing a 7-2-2. Takes, pitches back. A bad one that Natoski gets on to, though, and moves on upfield to the 48. That's all. The third quarter is over. Kentucky 14, Auburn 14. And now for Standard Oil, here again is Ted Grizzard.
You know, there's no greater nuisance than a car that will not start on a cold winter morning. Now, a check of your car battery now may save you time and trouble later. If your car doesn't start immediately, if your lights flicker, if your radio fails to pick up stations quickly, then see your Standard Oil dealer and have him check your battery. He'll tell you if it needs recharging or replacing. If his test shows your battery to be old and weak, have your Standard Oil dealer replace it with one of his new Atlas PermaFull heavy-duty batteries. The battery that's backed by Standard Oil Company's written guarantee for 3 full years. Well, we'd like to repeat that this is the greatest amount of football we've seen on Style Field this year. It's still a diller. Very, very fine. And we're not too far away from that fourth period that'll wrap it up. And here to tell you about it, Claude Sullivan.
We're getting some substitutions now in the Kentucky lineup. Bob Hardy has come in at quarterback. We're getting Pete Kirk at right tackle and Bill Wheeler at left tackle as Kernute and Frankenberger go out. Getting ready to go into the clutch quarter with a 14-14 score on the board. At the moment, Kentucky is on its own 48, third down, and a very important 2 yards to gain. So here is the play they have elected to run as they move out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage. They have Lowry and Cook at the guards, Kuhn at center, Wheeler and Kirk at tackles, Mills and Schnellenberger at the ends. The snap to Hardy, he keeps, bangs a tackle. And
today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
It'll be close to a first down.
Makes it close.
It's first down without a measurement.
First down.
Now, wait a minute. The official is changing his mind and going to measure.
He will measure.
We just wonder if that football was moved before anyone was up. There were no Kentucky men around it. A couple of the Auburn Tigers still rested around the football when they decided they wanted to see the chain brought out and measured for the first down. The stick is brought out, the measurement, and they huddle around it. It's really close. It's first down, though. And that official has tremendous eyesight. It apparently was extremely close on the first play of the fourth quarter. Kentucky has picked up a first down to the Auburn 49. Kentucky's backfield is straight away. We now have still Bobby Walker at fullback, Billy Mitchell at left half, and Natoski at right half. The handoff to the fullback, Bobby Walker, bracket the right tackle with right guard George Atkins, catches him. But Bobby Walker has picked up about 4 yards down to the Auburn 45. That's where the ball is spotted, and it'll be second down and six.
Walker made 3 yards, second and seven.
Kentucky huddles up back in its own territory, and here's Billy Mitchell out of left halfback, flanking to the right of his end, Bradley Mills. Auburn in a seven-man line, a 7-1. Hand off up the middle is Walker on the fullback, right through the middle of the 40 for about a 5 yard gain. He was caught for Brackett, the tackle.
Third down and one.
Bill Wheeler made a nice wedge through there. Nice play, and Wheeler getting him out of there to the Auburn 40, where it is third down and a yard to go. Score tied 14-14 as the Wildcats are trying to stick to the ground for their yardage. They've moved from their own 29. Handoff goes to Walker, the fullback. He got a first down, we believe. He knifed right into the center of the line. The fullback bucking straight away. The clock is stopped. It's close enough for the measurement. 13 minutes and 24 seconds in the football game. We'll have a measurement on that third down and one play. Chuck Maxmey with George Atkins, the two Auburn guards, were in there to catch Walker, the fullback. He cracks straight away. The chain brought out. The measurement from the 45 downfield. It's first down. Kentucky has made two first downs, both extremely close. It's first down and 10 at the Auburn 39.
Ball surgery at St. Joseph's.
Kentucky is just exactly making 10 yards in three plays. Wildcats up, backfield straight away. Bob Hardy quarterbacking, moves in behind Dave Kuhn to call the signals. Takes, moves right, fakes a pitch back, hands off, and Bobby Walker, the fullback, is cut down at the line of scrimmage and thrown back to the 40. As the left side of the Auburn line with Jim Walsh, the fullback, coming through with D'Agostino and Maxmey to catch him. There is a loss on the play of 1 yard to the 40. It is now second and 11. And Kentucky looks at a minus yardage on second down. Just inside the final 13 minutes of play. Score deadlock 14-all. The ball in the center of the field at the Auburn 40. Hardy takes, juggles the ball a moment, then pitches back. Here's Billy Mitchell sweeping to the right. Fakes, cuts, goes out to the 35 and on down to the 32. Driven out of bounds by Bob James.
31-yard line.
He was out about the 31 or 32, and let's see where the ball will be spotted. It was an 8 or a 9 yard gain by Billy Mitchell. It looked like about the 32 where he was thrown out of bounds. It is the Auburn 32 for an 8 yard gain. Third down and two to go. Third down and three. The line to gain is the 29. So here's a third and three play. Open field to the left. The ball 18 yards out from the southern side of the field. Hardy takes, gives Walker, the fullback, into a mass of players, and he may be short this time. He went very near the 29, just a shade inside the 30. It'll be close to the first down, and let's see as the players untangle what it reveals. Crane made the tackle for Auburn. It is shy by about a yard, about 2 feet. To make it fourth down, 2 feet to go at the Auburn 30. Kentucky, with a 14-14 score on their hand, moves up to the line. Hardy calls his play. It's a big one. He takes, fakes, drives, and gets it. Goes on down to the 26. Kentucky had to go to the fourth down then to get that first down. Kentucky has moved from its 29. They have just picked up their fourth first down of the drive, and they have had to go to third down on each occasion and now to fourth down to get it. They have gone to the Auburn 26. Here's Ray Miner replacing Jim Walsh at the Auburn fullback as the Tigers have called timeout. 11 minutes and 41 seconds in the ballgame. 14-14 the score. You know, the figuring is by most football coaches, that when you're in your own territory, you got three downs to make 10 yards. But once you go inside that 35-yard line, you've practically got four downs every time, ruling out the punt once you get down that deep. So it's now Kentucky on the Auburn 26, first and 10 with a tied ball game. Bob Hardy quarterbacks, moves off to his left this time, pitches back to Natoski, sweeps out to the left, comes on down to the 20, and down he goes. May have made it to the 19. Don Natoski on a beautiful 7 or 8 yard run outside left end. Jimmy Long, the Auburn right end, made the tackle, and Bradley Mills made a very excellent crisp block for him. Natoski went to the Auburn 20, where it'll be second down and four. We're in the fourth quarter, 11 minutes and 15 seconds still to go. A nip and tuck football game. Kentucky's ready to go. Second and four from the Auburn 40. Hardy takes, gives. Walker, the fullback, lashes in behind the wedge, and he picks up 2 or 3 yards. Wedging right off his center, Dave Kuhn, with guards Joe Cook and Neil Lowry flanking the center. Let's see where the ball will be spotted as the players are untangled. The pigskin is spotted at the Auburn 19. Gain of only 1 yard on that play, so it's third and three. Here's a final score. Tampa beats South Georgia 67-7. Kentucky ready to go on this important play. Offsides. Let's see who it was. May have been Auburn. If it is, it's first down. It is Auburn offsides. That gives Kentucky a first down. As they started to run a third down and three play, Auburn jumped offside. That is the first penalty of the football game against Auburn. 5 yards for offsides. And they are penalized for the 14. First down and 10 for the Wildcats. It's almost the center of that Tiger line. Leaped into the neutral zone and made contact before the snap. Hardy lines his backfield straight up. Moves in behind Dave Kuhn, gets, fakes to Walker, rolls out with it, cuts in behind tackle, goes down to the 10, and may have made it forward progress on down to the 9 for about a 5 yard gain, where D'Agostino and Maxmey, the left guard, got him and threw him back to about the 13. But nonetheless, Hardy made his way to the 9. Second down and 5 to go. The ball is right straight away from the goal post. Score tied 14-14. The Wildcats have come from their own 29 strictly on the ground. 10 minutes to go. Ball game tied 14-all. 14, Bob Hardy moves into call signals. Gets, moves right, gives up. Here goes a blast by Bobby Walker right to the 1 yard line. It's a first down. Bobby Walker shot out of fullback with a blinding burst of speed and very nearly went all the way. Bob James caught him just in the nick of time for Auburn. Walker went to the 1, where it is first down, goal to go for Kentucky. Bobby Walker, an unsung, unseen hero from Middlesbrough, in there at fullback. He's 5'10", weighs 180. Wildcats line up as Hardy goes in behind Kuhn for the snap. First down on the Auburn 1, gives. Walker dives for it, and the stack holds him. He's about 3 or 4 feet off the ground as the entire center of the line bucked up and denied Walker the touchdown. Second down and goal to go. The ball now stands 2 feet shy. 8 minutes and 55 seconds to go. Auburn has a tremendous defensive job on its hand now. Kentucky 2 feet away on second down with a 14-14 score on the boards. Kentucky led 7-0, then tied. They moved ahead 14-7 and caught once again. Hardy takes, moves to the right outside guard. He made it. Touchdown, Bob Hardy. Bob Hardy did something then that we have never seen done before. It is a touchdown whether the player goes in the end zone or not. Only the football has to go over the goal line. The plane of the goal line is considered the goal, and the touchdown is awarded. Hardy did not go over the goal line. He got up to behind his right guard, Joe Cook, and just stuck the ball into the end zone to automatically kill it for the touchdown. And Kentucky moves in front 20-14 with a tremendously important extra point coming up. And Shug Jordan, the Auburn coach, with 8.5 minutes to go, has just come in with his frontliners, his Y squad. Kentucky went 71 yards on that drive, and here's the important kick to be attempted by Delmar Hughes, we believe. It is, as Bob Hardy, who engineered that 71-yard touchdown drive, he never once went to the air, has come out of the football game, and the Prestonsburg sophomore will try for the extra point. He tacked on the one last Saturday. That meant the decision over Louisiana State. The clock shows 8 minutes and 31 seconds to go as Kentucky has taken its third lead of the night. Kentucky's out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage now. It will be Billy Mitchell that will hold for Delmar Hughes' important attempt for the extra point. The snap, the placement, Delmar boots, good. Kentucky 21, Auburn 14, and across the way, here's the UK band. Fans have seen a tremendous football game here tonight at Stahl Field, and somewhere in the vicinity of 34,000 of them here to see it. Auburn has on two occasions come back to tie the game. After the Wildcats got in front 7-0 in the first quarter, they deadlocked it in the second quarter. Each team picked up a touchdown in the third period, Kentucky scoring first, and then Auburn tying it up at 14-all, and now Bob Hardy has scored his first touchdown of the season to put the Wildcats in front 21-14 as Delmar Hughes has tacked on the conversion. Bradley Mills will kick off. He faces the front line of Auburn now. The Y squad, which puts Dave Middleton back as the deep man at the Auburn 6.
Mills kicking off for Kentucky.
Mills gets the signal and moves forward. Here's his kick. It's a high one right to Middleton at the Auburn 9. He's out to the 10, the 15, the 20, getting beautiful blocking. He's out to the 25, the 30, and on up to the 35 and out to the 36. May have made the 37. Caught over on the left side by Dick Rushing. Helping the play from Bill Wheeler, the left tackle. Kentucky's got an injury.
He's injured on the play.
Back on the 32-yard line. We're unable to catch the number at the moment as Kentucky, for the injured player, has called timeout. And for the first time in the fourth quarter, Auburn has the football. Kentucky controlled the pigskin for 6 minutes and 50 seconds. It is Howard Snellenberger that is hurt. Auburn is first and 10, and the ball rests on its own 36.
80, number 81, comes in at end.
Snellenberger, up on his feet, is nonetheless coming out of the Kentucky lineup. Middleton, racing with that ball, had excellent blocking. Dude Hennessy has moved into left end now to replace the injured Snellenberger. Beatty is at right end. Wheeler, Lowry, Kuhn, Cook, and Kirk round out the Kentucky forward wall. 8 minutes, 11 seconds to go. The timeout charged to the Wildcats and the injury. We have Billy Mitchell coming back to play the deep man along with Delmar Hughes. Rushing and Maloney will play flanking off to the left halfback. Dave Kuhn moving back to back the line. Kentucky is in a five-man line. Almost a six. Taking his Freeman, gives to his left halfback, Johnny Adams. Almost upfield to about the 38 or 39, where Joe Cook, the right guard, got him. Cook caught him at the 39 after a gain of 3.
Final score, North Carolina State 26, William and Mary nothing.
Second down and 7. We're now inside the final 8 minutes of the football game here at Stahl Field in Lexington. Bobby Freeman, who's quarterbacking, has called his play. He's got Johnny Adams at left halfback. His right halfback, Dave Middleton, is out in the gap as the end is split out. Freeman gets it, goes back to pass. Plenty of time, man open. He got him up on the 48-yard line. Jim Pyburn got the pass, leaving his feet. Dick Maloney went with him, but Pyburn got the ball at the Auburn 48 for the first down, as they gain 9 yards on a 2nd-and-7 play. So Auburn's got its work cut out for it now. They spot the ball on the 47. It was an 8-yard gain on 2nd-and-7. Auburn mows out as Middleton goes to the right. That's the second first down Auburn has made in this half. Freeman takes. He's going to throw once again. He's got his protection. His pass out in the right flat, way over the head of his right end, Jim Hall. That ball hit almost out of bounds. J.T. Frankenberger checks in for the Wildcats at right tackle to replace Pete Kirk. Second down, Auburn on their own 47, 10 yards to go, 7 minutes in the football game. Coming in now is Bennett at Kentucky's left guard to replace Neil Lowry. As Blanton Collier is going to give some of these front liners that have done such a tremendous job some rest. Lowry limping slightly coming out. Middleton flanks just outside right end. A handoff to the fullback, one of those backhanded ones as Freeman faked a roll out of the hole on the pass. And Childress went straight away to the midfield stripe. He gained about 3 yards before Frankenberger got him. It's third down and 7, Auburn. This is a very important play. The ball is on the hash mark at the midfield stripe. That means it's 18 and a half yards out from the southern side zone. Pyburn, the end, is flanked out to the right, and in the middle goes, in the gap, goes Middleton. They both crisscross. Pyburn's back there. Freeman is being chased by Bennett. He's going to run out of there. He comes down to the 45 and makes his first down on the 41. He ran out of the hole and got a first down, we believe, before Billy Mitchell could get him. It is first down, Auburn. It looked like they had him trapped behind the line of scrimmage, but Bobby Freeman trying for that important first down from midfield. Third down and 7 makes it. He goes on down to the Kentucky 41 for a gain of 9 yards. First down and 10 for Auburn. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Jim Pyburn flanks out to the left. Halfback Johnny Adams has gone into the gap. Freeman goes back to throw, dances right back to midfield, out in the left flat. The ball is complete down to Jim Hall. Nope, he dropped it. It slid just out under his arms. Looked for a moment like he had held on to it at the Kentucky 34. Here's Granute coming in at left tackle. He comes in to replace Bill Wheeler. It is second and 10, Auburn on the Kentucky 41. 5 minutes, 37 seconds to go as the clock is stopped on the incompleted pass. Kentucky 21, Auburn 14 is the score. Middleton flanks to the right, and Adams comes to the left. Freeman goes back to throw. He's being chased. He's caught behind the line of scrimmage. Who was it that raced in there to get him? It was little Joe Cook, Kentucky's right guard. Cook is so dirty, you can hardly see the 66 on his back. Freeman, nonetheless, was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. It is now third and 10. And here is another important third down play for Auburn and Kentucky. 5 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the football game. The left end, Pyburn, flanks about 5 yards. Freeman Getz going back. He's going to throw for his first down. He's rushed, throws up on the 40. It is fumbled, incomplete on a beautiful play by Dick Rushing. Rushing hit his man, Dave Middleton, just as he got the football. Did not tackle him, but rather spun him around. And Middleton was unable to hang on to the football, and now it is fourth and 10 for Auburn on the Kentucky 41. 5 minutes to go. And let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Standard Oil Sports Network.
WVLK, Lexington, Kentucky.
Auburn, fourth down and 10, lines up to throw for it. Freeman is back. He's caught, slips away, then lobs a screen pass out. Bennett's got him. Granute goes for him, and down he goes. Auburn loses yardage on the play. As Childress, the fullback, got it, he was hit immediately by Duke Granute, who stopped him, and Kentucky takes over on downs. Auburn making a tremendous gamble that failed. Joe Cook just now getting up off the ground and looking to the Kentucky bench to see what Blanton Collier might desire. Kentucky now has the job of trying to control this football. 4.5 minutes to go, and the Wildcats lead 21-14. They are first down and 10 on their own 43. Auburn actually lost 2 yards on that completed pass as Freeman was very nearly thrown back at midfield. Dave Kuhn comes up and goes over the ball. The Wildcats are going to stick on the ground, we believe, and take all the time they possibly can. Delmar Hughes moves in to call signals. Takes a long count. Moves. Gives off on the left side. Taking the football is left halfback Billy Mitchell, who crosses the 45 and comes on upfield to about the 46. Exactly 4 minutes to go. The clock stopped and the officials take the timeout. They now warn the Kentucky and Auburn bench that all ineligible substitutes in this final period are now eligible to come back. Kentucky takes advantage of it. The football has now been spotted on the Kentucky 47, giving Billy Mitchell a gain of 4 yards to make it second down and 6. Kentucky leads 21-14, 4 big minutes to go. as Auburn will try now to cut off the Wildcats. Kentucky's thinking here would be to keep the clock running at every possible moment and therefore stay out of the air. George Atkins off the X squad comes into the Y lineup to replace Al Bream at right guard. Bob Hardy is now at quarterback for Kentucky. Dick Mitchell is now at left halfback. Dick Maloney at right halfback. And Dick Rushing has come in at fullback. Up front, we still have Dude Hennessy at left end. Duke Canute at tackle and Neil Lowry at guard. Dave Kuhn at center. To the right side, we've just picked up Ray Callahan at right guard. Frankenberger stays at right tackle and Jerry Beatty at right end. Jimmy Long has just come in at right end, replacing Jim Hall for Auburn. That's a right end change. On a Kentucky 47, the Wildcats have it, second down and six to go. Up to the line of scrimmage with his Wildcats straight away is Hardy. Gives to his fullback Rushing, who digs in and fights hard, trying to reach the midfield stripe. Hardy caught by the center of the Auburn line. He may have made his 3 yards. It was a second down and six play.
Third down and three.
The ball is placed at midfield, where it is third down and three. Clock moving, 3.5 minutes to go. Kentucky had a tremendous pile of players stacked up on that play in the center of the field. And the clock moves all the while. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to go. Hardy moves up in behind Dave Kuhn, the center. They need the first down now. Third down, Hardy moves right, takes, cuts outside guard. Comes very close to making the first down and goes down at about the Bobby Freeman, the quarterback, got him at about the Auburn 47. It's going to be very close for a first down, and it is a very important first down. There are 3 minutes, 3 seconds to go.
Calls for a measurement.
And we're going to have a measurement. The chain will be brought out from the far northern side of the field in front of the Kentucky bench. And from the Kentucky 45, it will be stretched upfield to see if the ball is in advance of the front stick. Stretched out. Measurement. It is close. Hardy stands in representing Kentucky as the officials look at the football. Where Hardy on a quarterback keep made it. First down. Hardy has had many close calls in this fourth quarter on third down for his first down, and each time he has had just the forward tip of the ball past the 10-yard stick.
Natoski in at halfback.
Don Natoski has just replaced Dick Maloney at right halfback. Bob Hardy moves in behind Kuhn, gives. Left halfback Dick Mitchell roars out of there to the Auburn 45. Clock on the move, 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Kentucky leads 21-14. Ted Neura, the right tackle, making the stop on Dick Mitchell right at the 45. There was a gain of 2 yards on the play. Second down and eight as the Wildcats try desperately to control the football. Bob James comes in at Auburn's left halfback, stopping the clock. 2 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Coming out is Johnny Adams. Clock holds up now at 2:35. Here are some final scores for you. Marshall tonight beat Morris Harvey 25-14. Akron beat Otterbein 27-20, and Toledo beat John Carroll 7-6. Auburn has just drawn a delay of game penalty, which has severely hurt them. They are penalized back to the 40 for an excessive timeout. It is second down and three for Kentucky rather than second and eight now. Kentucky up to the line of scrimmage. The Auburn 40 running a second down and three play. The clock is on the move, 2.5 to go. Hardy moves in, takes a long count, moves right, gives to his right halfback, Don Natoski, who crosses the line of scrimmage and picks up about 2 yards. The right side of the Auburn line was able to stop Natoski, who never did reach ground. He was caught under players under him and players atop him. The ball spotted at the Auburn 38. It's a gain of 2 by Natoski, and it is third down and one, Kentucky. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go. The clock on the move. Auburn trying desperately to stem this Wildcat drive, which started on the Kentucky 43 and is at the moment advanced to the Auburn 38. Kentucky leads 21-14 as Hardy moves in with his backfield straight away to call his play. He takes, he keeps, he drives, and it'll be close for the first down. It looks like he's made it. On a quarterback sneak by Bob Hardy, right in behind his center, Dave Kuhn. The ball placed down, first down, Kentucky. The clock still moving, 1:35 to go. Kentucky trying to hold on to the pigskin, has just renewed a series of downs. At the Auburn 37, It is first down. It's 36. First down and 10 on the Auburn 36. The ball about 20 yards out from the northern side of the field. A minute and 20 seconds to go. As Kentucky moves back to the line of scrimmage, eating up valuable seconds. Hardy moves in behind Kuhn to call signals. Gets, moves left, gives. Mitchell goes to the 35 and on down to about the 34. 65 seconds to go. Kentucky with a one-touchdown lead. The Wildcats slowly moving back to the huddle as the pigskin is now spotted at the 34. Two-yard gain at second down and 8. Timeout has been taken by Auburn, stopping the clock with 56 seconds to go. Kentucky in possession of a 21-14 lead. So now the fans begin to get to their feet to watch these final thrilling 56 seconds as we have seen Auburn gamble on fourth down and 10. A screen pass that lost 2 yards and Kentucky took over. Here is Jack Locklear coming in to replace Jimmy Strain at Auburn's center. Strain was injured on the play, favoring his left leg as he limps off the field. A final score, Florida State 52, Villanova 13. The Wildcats meet Villanova in their next home appearance, October 30th. At the half, Wichita leads Oklahoma A&M 7-6. There's an upset in the making. At the half, Texas Tech 28, Texas Western 14. Final score, East Tennessee 20, Maryville 14. It's Kentucky's ball on the Auburn 34, second down and 8. 56 seconds to go, and we're ready to get back to play. Bob Hardy moves into center position, calls, moves right, keeps, goes outside tackle, cuts back in, and picks up a couple of yards. Clock shows 50 seconds to go. Kentucky on the verge of a big upset. The ball spotted at the Auburn 33. A gain of 1 yard by Hardy. Makes it third down and 7. Kentucky now has two plays to eat up 33 seconds. They slow it up in the huddle, which is just above the 40-yard line. 25 seconds to go as Hardy calls his signals. He moves his Wildcats up to the line of scrimmage. Not exactly slow, but very deliberately. Hardy takes, falls on the football. 13 seconds to go. And now it is fourth down from back on the 33. 10 seconds to go, and Auburn calls timeout. On the Auburn 33, Kentucky has it fourth down and 7 to go. So the Wildcats will now try to make this the final play of the game. Auburn has taken an allowable timeout, which means the clock will not start until the snap. So Kentucky must run the fourth down play, and they must make it a play which will use 10 seconds. To 14 in favor of the Wildcats, who are in the huddle. Auburn standing at the line of scrimmage. Hardy needs to use 10 seconds on this play or get 7 yards and a first down. But in getting 7 yards, the football game would be over. The ball is declared ready for play. The clock will not start until the snap from Dave Kuhn to Hardy. Kuhn is over. Hardy in and under center. Calls his play. Takes. Moves back. He's acting up. He's drawing him in on him. Running, racing back and forth. Auburn can't get to him. Racing around. 3 seconds to go. The ball game is over, and Hardy made a yard gain on the play. Ball game goes to Kentucky. 21-14. And here are the Wildcats off the bench, racing out. As Hardy took the snap from center, he went back to fake a pass and then just ran around, up and down. LSU started for him, but Hardy was able to elude them until well after the clock had stopped before he was finally down.
Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.